أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على وآل محمد. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. With the lesson of aqaid, aqaid al-imamiyya for Sheikh al-Muzaffar, rahmatullahi alayhi, Sheikh Muhammad Rida al-Muzaffar, rizwanullahi alayhi. We reach to Islam. What the point of view of the Shia Imamiyya about Islam? Yes, Sheikh Al-Muzaffar said, we believe that the true religion with Allah is Islam. According to our Shia Imamiyya, to our point of view, that Islam is the true religion, okay, with Allah. So it is indeed the true divine code of law, or divine code of law, that is the last and most perfect of all divine codes of law. Yes, most or all divine codes of law, that Islam is the best, and Islam is the true religion with Allah. It also accomplishes the greatest human happiness and achieves the most comprehensive benefits in this world as well as the hereafter. Definitely, brothers and sisters, if we read the laws or the Islamic laws, we found even the animal has its right, even the planets has its right, everything has its right. For example, I'll give you this. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, لا تسرف ولو كنت على نهر جار. Don't waste water, even if you are making wudu or washing what by the river or from the river. Don't waste the water. Take what is enough for you and leave the rest. Okay, this is a kind of preparing person not to waste things. And also, if we follow the Islamic laws, yes, if we follow the Islamic laws, we will find the happiness, we will live in happiness. Even it is better than what they are saying, just like nowadays people are looking for democracy. In Islam you found the democracy. In Islam you found what each person has his own right, and nobody will attack him or take his rights. Unchangeable and unmodified. Islam never changed and never modified. It is the same laws that comes to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his progeny. It is still up to now. It never changed, it never modified. Islam is valid for all ages and times. Islam is valid for all ages and for all times, and it's suitable for all cases, all times, everywhere, anywhere, since it comprises all individual, social, and political systems of life that are needed by the human race. Yes, all these things you found it in Islam. What do you need? Right of humanity, right of individuals, right of community, right of living, right of food for human beings, right of giving services for the people. All these are given in Islam. If you read the real Islam, the real Islamic laws, you found all these rights are found where in Islamic laws. Islam being the seal of all codes of law, with no other law being expected to reform the conditions of human beings who are unfortunately blinding into wrong and corruption. Yes, just like the parties nowadays and before, these parties looking for their needs and leaving the people. There must come a day when Islam becomes most powerful and it is justice and laws spread all over this globe. You see, brothers and sisters, now the communist Shi'a, and we found what the other parties, just like Hizb al-Ba'ath, and we found the material communities, Shu'ub al-Madiyya, just like America, and Shu'ub al-Ismailiyya, just like America. All these systems have failed in controlling the communities, have failed in giving the communities all what they need, all their rights. Why? Because these systems haven't, or they are incomplete, and the people, when they put their laws, not like Islam, because Islam is complete and never modified. If you go through the Islamic laws, you find that everything you can imagine, the country that you found or you want to live with peace, with no need for others, with all respect from others, and you respect others, and nobody attack you, and you are not attack anybody, it is found where? In Islamic country. But not like the Islamic countries nowadays, but the real Islam, when Imam al-Hujja ajjalallahu farajahu sallallahu makhrajah comes and bring the Islam, the original Islam, not like the people nowadays who they are saying we are Muslims and they are killing people under the name of Islam, taking their fortunes and under the name of Islam, and not giving any person their rights under the name of Islam. That's all wrong. While Imam al-Hujjah, inshallah, when he appears to us, we see that he will bring back the real Islam. He will judge people with the real Islamic laws that we haven't seen. Mm-hmm. Yes, if laws of Islam are applied to the entire world completely and probably, peace will reach all human beings and the pleasure will find its way to each one of them. So all of us, brothers and sisters, looking for this day, looking for the day when Imam Abdullah Farajah coming to this world appears in front of the world and applies all the real Islamic laws, not the fake, not the fake Islamic laws nowadays. The people, they use it just like Daesh and the Wahhabism and Al-Qaeda, when they said that we represent Islam, but really they are not representing Islam. So beings and pleasure will find its way to each one of them, and they will attain the utmost of their dreams of luxury, dignity, opulence, meekness and virtuous morality. Besides, clouds of persecution will be driven away from their horizons, amicability and fraternity will prevail among people, and poverty, and poverty and death and dearth will be extinct. It is noticeable in the present day that those who claim being Muslims are experiencing shameful and derogatory conditions. The reason for this is that the religion of Islam, with its laws and spirit, was not implemented since the first century of its advent. It was certainly not their obedience to the precepts of Islam that caused such disgraceful retardation. Alright. Okay. Now, let's say it was certainly not their obedience to the precepts of Islam that caused such disgraceful retardation. Quite the reverse, it was their disobedience to the precepts of Islam. Their understatement of its regulations, and the spread of oppression and aggression among all their social classes, beginning with their kings and retinues down to the papers and ordinary subjects. All these have been the factors that crippled the movements of Muslims, enfeebled their powers, destroyed their spirituality, and caused them affliction and distress. As a result, Almighty Allah has destroyed them on account of their faults. ذلك بأن الله لم يكن مغيرا نعمة أنعمها على قوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم وأن الله سميع عليم. That's because Allah never changed the grace He has bestowed on any people until they first change what is in themselves. Thus does Allah treat His creatures? إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Lo, the guilty are never successful. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ لِيُهْلِكَ الْقُرَى بِظُلْمٍ وَأَهْلُهَا مُصْلِحُونَ. Yes. So, here we have, dear brothers and sisters, many of the ayahs, and I think I will stop here today and I will continue tomorrow, inshallah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.